Blog Talk Radio.
With praise and activity in the glorious name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you're on. We are just so excited to have all of you join us today and come with us as we, that's right, it's the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission broadcast that's on right now. Ah, yes. So let's come, let's go into it right now. God bless you all.
Yeah, we ask him how you doing. So he is a person, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost. And they're all three in one. So he's a person too. Thank God for what he's done. God bless you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Do we have someone? Let me just draft somebody this morning. Okay. Come on, Dr. Lucille Angelo. Prayer, beginning prayer, initial prayer for the general prayer. Dr. Lucille Angelo, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. God bless everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you do, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for all these saints on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to just touch the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do, all that you do for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Lucy and Angelo. She's made so much. So many improvements. We thank God for her. All right, First Lady and others, can you come and give us a scripture that we can grab and hang on to this morning?
All right. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name. For it is pleasant. That was the 135th division of Psalms, first, second, and third verses.
Beautiful. Thank you. Somebody else want to jump in there and give us a bit? It's all right.
Brother Stern, say my scripture is from Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 3:3.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Dr. Angelo, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, anyone else have a scripture?
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Psalms 72:7, and his days shall the righteous flourish and abundance of peace so long as the moon endures.
That's Psalms 72:7.
And 7.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, did I miss somebody? Anybody else have a scripture? It's all right.
Good morning, Dr. Francis from Faithful, Georgia. John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. John 3:16, I read out of the Good News Bible.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. All right, while we have scriptures coming forth this morning, I want you to open your Bibles. Amen. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. Dr. Betty, Dr. Murphy, and whoever would like to grab and be ready with me, because I want to hear several scriptures this morning. First of all, somebody grab... Hebrews 11:6. and someone else that you were glad. Matthew 28:18, I believe. And someone else, if you would grab Matthew 18:18. Amen. Somebody doesn't know that you're not on mute. Yeah. Could you mute your line, sweet lady? Amen. Can you do that? Mute your line. Check your line. See if you might think you're on mute, but you're not. Amen. And then someone grab for us Matthew 20:17. Yeah. And then grab 20:21. Amen. Then I get us started. Then First Thessalonians 5:18. First Thessalonians. Your line, I'm asked you twice. They're gonna kick you off the line. You want me to get back on? I'm just asked you to check your line. All right. Read that first scripture for me, Hebrews 11.
Hold on just a minute.
I want to give you a title to what I'm doing this morning. And I want to talk about four things, yea, even five things that will help you stay strong in the Lord. Amen. I hope that's everybody on the line. You want to stay strong in the Lord. If you do, listen to me this morning. The Holy Ghost gave me this rhema word. Four, yea, even five things that will help you stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Everybody who comes to Christ ought to want to stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Last week I gave you the six things that God hates. If you missed that, you needed to hear that message. I may bring it again. I don't know, in the near future. But the six things that God hates, yea, even seven, may be an abomination unto him. But today I want to talk about the four, yea, even five things that would help you stay strong in the Lord. All right. Number one, are you ready? Let's take off. Asking God to perspicaciously help me examine these things and let them become spiritual food for all of our souls. Would you help? Would you take down number one? Number one, what will help you stay strong in the Lord? First of all, faith or believing in God. Yeah. Don't let anybody disrupt your faith believing in God. If they don't believe in God, then let them go on where they want to go. But don't let anybody disrupt your faith. Now, read that Hebrews 11:6, if you
will. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You have to have faith to please God. You walk around and you don't believe him, you're making a bad mistake. Amen. Every person in the Word of God, when Jesus prayed for people and they got healed of leprosy, of blindness, of everything they had as a disease and things, he always looked and saw their faith. And many times he asked him, do you believe? And if they believed, then he may reach out and touch it, like the blind man in the ninth chapter, what is that, Mark, I think, reached out and touched their eyes. When he asked them, when they cried, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon us," he asked them, "Do you believe?" And they say, "Yes, Lord, you know thou believest, we believe." And when he saw their faith, he reached out and touched their eyes, and they were both healed. Amen. So you need faith now. Amen. Faith. You need it. There are two connotations of faith. One is your persuasion. What do you really believe? Amen. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent by God the Father to come to this world. He crossed 42 generations to make it here. And then he was ridiculed, lied on, you might say cheated, talked about and mistreated. And his own people will cry and crucify him. Pilate and the rest of them, Aaron and all of them, basically sentenced him to death. Yeah. Jesus went to Calvary, hung, bled, and gave up the ghost on Calvary that we might have a right to eternal life. We were doomed, but here we are now, set free and saved through the blood of Jesus. All right? So the first thing that I'm saying to you and suggesting to you will help you stay strong is your faith in God. This is one a must to be strong in the Lord. See, the Bible says that in the last day, as Jesus began to describe in Matthew 24, in the last day, perilous times will come. There'll be people who disguise themselves as Christ, but there'll be false Christ and people who are trying to make you believe and follow them. They got all kinds of denominations and all kinds of Muslims and all kinds of everything you can name, trying to persuade people. Believe the faith of Jesus Christ. You go to foreign countries, and if you mention Jesus, especially if you give the invitation, I gave it over there, what was that, Malaysia, and the Christian family that I was staying with alarmed me. They said, "Dr. Johnson, we don't mean to alarm you, but the government here has said, they know that you're entitled. And if you go out there tomorrow night, or what was it, tonight or tomorrow night, and talk about that Jesus you talk about and give it an invitation for people to come to Christ," they said, I'm sorry to tell you, you could be arrested. And the people that we know of who have been arrested, Christians, we've never seen them again. And I had to make a decision. I'm still talking about faith. I had to make a decision that I would share my faith or keep quiet. And I decided, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. And I went out there that night and blew my horn first. And I tell you, that horn, God said in this day and time, he said, it's not just notes coming out. He said, I'm changing your notes. And I said, well, what is he changing to? I said, Lord, what are you changing to? And he said, there'll no longer be notes, but there'll be healing tones. And I shared my faith that night and talked about Jesus and tried to preachers never before, and I know I tried to blow my horn like I was just going mad, and the new amazing grace out there until you might say people were just crying all around everywhere. These were Hindus. Yeah. And I look back in the back, looked like some people had some hats on or caps on. Amen. And they look like what I would imagine would be police. And they were moving at the back at first, and then they would start moving a little closer. And as they start moving a little closer, I was blowing my horn, amazing grace, I start backing up. I guess the people, I don't know exactly, but I guess the people who I was staying with were watching too. And I started backing up on stage, going, oh, and the Holy Ghost started moving in a glorious way. And I kept backing up on stage and noticed there was a split between the curtains. And I think, I forgot how this happened, but I think it was they had told me, and they told me, that they, if you talk about Jesus, they'll be there to arrest you. But some way they had a car behind the curtains. And I kept blowing amazing grace. I stepped back through the curtains, and they closed the curtains. They were standing there. Somebody else closed the curtains. And I stepped off the backstage and got in the car, and I made it out of Dodge. They took me straight to the airport. I got out of there. And I shared my faith before I did. And I finished, you know, when I died, the Lord had blessed and moved. But the first thing, if you want to stay strong, you got to decide, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die. And I'm going to keep my faith. I don't care what people say or do. Keep your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I told you there are two connotations. One describes what you believe, you might say. And then the other one describes your position and on faith, how much you have, et cetera. Yeah. Read, what is that, Matthew, is it 20:21? I'm just getting this off the top.
17:20.
All right. 21. Yeah, 21, 17:21 tells us about faith. And read 17:21. Y'all have it? 17:21 by faith. If you have the faith of a grain as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, remove hence. And what do you think it's going to do? What do you think the mountain is going to do if you have enough faith? Just as a grain of mustard seed, you can say that this mountain, remove hence and move to yonder's place. What do you think it's going to do? It's going to remove. It's going to remove. Just by having the faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, if you can get that much faith, you can move mountains. I believe I have that much faith, more than that. Amen. I never forget hearing about a church in Colorado. I think I used to say it was Colorado Denver, but I think it was Colorado Springs because there are mountains everywhere. But this church wanted to move a mountain because they wanted to build a new church, and they wanted to build it downtown. But they looked all downtown. On the north were mountains, on the south were mountains, on the west were mountains, and then on the east was two. But the best spot that they thought would be good would be on the east side of downtown for them, you know, to have that church built. And so they grabbed hands, downtown there, this church did, and prayed and asked God. They said, God, we want to build you a great temple. But in the way we look, there are mountains everywhere. And we're asking you in the name of Jesus. And you remember Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it that the Father may be glorified. And they ask in the name of Jesus that the Lord would give them a spot, a place to build that temple that they wanted to build. And they stretched out their hands toward that mountain and said, move mountain in the name of Jesus. We want to build a temple where you're sitting. And they commanded the mountain to move. Oh, my God, what great faith. Now, y'all know that God moves through people like he's using me right now. When I preach that message, time, I was surprised. God said, son, you're not only preaching this message to you, not only the first fruits, but you're preaching this message to me. And I questioned him. I said, Lord, I'm just a human being. How can a human being preach to you, God? You're Jehovah God. How can I preach to you? And God said, don't you remember throughout the word of God how I used so many things? I used the rooster to crow on Peter. I used and turned the water to blood that the Pharaoh would see my power. I used locusts to testify to the Egyptians of my strength and power. I use lice and I use flies, everything. I use all these things. I can speak to you, but I'm preaching to myself. That's how that can happen. And God preached to himself and he used me. Oh, my God. Thank you for how he used me. And let me tell you, he can use you. Just keep your faith, keep it strong in the Lord, and see when God use you. I was in India, and a crowd of 100,000 there. They said that night, and God used me. I began to speak about Jesus. I died on the cross and told him, you can't be a follower of Buddha here. You have to believe in Jehovah God, and have to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, if you want to have eternal life. Gave the invitation, and God used me. 12,600 Hindus. When I gave the invitation on the altar appeal, they came forward, ran forward, amen, and gave their lives to Jesus Christ that one night. That's it was a miracle. 12,600 Hindus came to Christ. It was through sharing my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, not only will sharing your faith, having faith in God to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask and think, will that move God, having faith in him? It moves him. You know what? It causes him to have pleasure. Faith in him causes Jesus to have pleasure. I tell you what, unbelief causes him to have pain. Look at the Sadducees and the Pharisees. All they shared about Jesus was unbelief. And look at it, it caused him so much pain. They nailed his hands and feet, jumped him in the side, pierced him in the side, pain everywhere, because they didn't believe him. Amen. So let your faith in Jesus Christ bring pleasure unto him, Jesus. And secondly, not only will faith in Christ keep you strong, and that's one of the ways you strengthen yourself and faith in him. But secondly, fasting will keep you strong in Christ. Never forget when I believe it was the 17th chapter, Matthew. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. I'm getting off the top here. But there was a man who came to Jesus, brought his son. His son was a lunatic. They called him a lunatic. He would throw himself into the fire and then throw himself into the water to cool off. And they brought him to his disciples of Jesus Christ and said, cure him. And the disciples tried their best, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus showed up on the scene, and they brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said, what's wrong with him? They said, a lunatic. No, he didn't say what's wrong. They just told him, this is a lunatic boy. And he throws himself into the fire and then to the water. And Jesus said, that they told him this. They said, we brought him to your disciples. And your disciples, we asked them to cure him, this lunatic boy. And they said they could not cure him. And Jesus said, when he heard that, he said, oh, ye of little faith, how long do I have to deal with y'all? And I'm just paraphrasing. And they brought the boy to him, and Jesus bound the devil and then cast the demon out of him in the name of Jesus. Now, don't go to sleep on me. If you do, just get off the line. I mean, just get off the line so people can have peace. Okay. But Jesus said, oh, thou little faith, how long am I going to have to deal with you? Amen. And then when after he cast the demon out of the boy and the boy was cured, when he got out of town a little ways, his disciples were there, and they wanted to ask him a question. Here's where I'm headed. They asked him, Lord, why could we not cast the demon out of that boy? We've seen you. Once you cast other demons out, we talk with you. We walk with you. Seems like the same power ought to be on us. And why could we cast him out? And Jesus gave this profound statement. He said, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. And then read for me right there what he said next in the 17th chapter, 21st verse. Howbeit, just start right there and read that for me. You couldn't cast him out because of your unbelief. But then he said something else. Go ahead and read it.
Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting.
See, there's some demons that will attack the disciples. Now, we're the modern-day disciples, and he hadn't changed it. There's some demons that are so stubborn. They're not going out except by prayer and fasting. Yeah. You got to fast sometimes too, folks. They asked Jesus, why are your disciples not fasting? You know, why are you fasting? Why are they not fasting? And the answer was, I'm trying to remember, Jesus said, the bridegroom is still here. But when he leaves, then will they fast. Amen. And so Jesus has left, and we're modern-day disciples. We need to fast, amen. And I never forget, the Lord led me on this 1,000-day fast, amen. And it was not just 1,000. It took me 104 days to come off of it, to come down. And so it was 1,104-day fast. That's what I did. Consecutive days, every day fasting. But God didn't tell me why I was fasting until the very end when I had come off. And I asked him why I was fasting, why he wouldn't let me off the fast. And he gave me this reason. He said, son, your reason for fasting, and you fasted 3 days at first. He said, didn't I solve your problem and do what your heart's desire was then? I said, yes, Lord. But why would you let me off this all these other days? He said, I had you not fasting for you. I had you fasting for hurting people all over the world. Because a lot of people will pray, But what does the scripture say? These kinds goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. So God was saying that a lot of people will pray, but they won't do the fast. And because it takes a special sacrifice when you fast, amen. And so I did the fasting and the prayer, but I did it for hurting people, people who have, like, who have strokes, people who have cancer, people who have COPD, and other things I could keep on naming. But I fasted for people who needed, they were facing stubborn demons, and they needed not only the prayer that they would pray, but they needed fasting. And I said, Lord, would you allow my 1,000-day fast to go in proxy for these other people who will pray, but they won't do the fasting. Amen. I want to call a fast, as I did, I told you, I think, on Friday of last week. Let's fast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. That's the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And let's do it like we did our other fast. Fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And don't eat between 12 midnight and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Howbeit ever, the Lord showed me that he doesn't want you to dehydrate yourself. Yeah, drink plenty of water, if you will. Amen. And I learned this by going on such a long fast. If I would be the authority on fasting, because I'm fasting more than everybody I know. Who you know has fasted 1,104 days straight in a row? So I'm telling you what I experienced and what I learned on fast. Amen. Drink plenty of water. Not just for you right now, but for you in the future. You don't want to begin, you know, 60, 65, 75, 80 years old and have kidney problems. Amen. I had a brother who fasted quite a bit. Amen. And he got kidney problems. I should have learned from him, but I didn't. I had to experience it myself. Amen. I got testimony about how I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me he got a slight kidney disease. And I came to church. I wasn't embarrassed. I just went to church, told the church about it, and they came forward, and Mother Owens and all several other mothers and other members laid hands, Mother Owens laid hands on my sides where my kidneys are and rebuked kidney disease. Amen. And the other saints laid hands on my shoulders and other, just on my arms and shoulders and on my back and prayed for me too. And then I started drinking plenty of water, and drinking cranberry juice. And then Dr. Betty got some mineral water, Mary's something, I can't think of the name. You know the name of that, Dr. Betty?
Mary Ruth,
amen. And it's
mineral
water.
Bladder and kidney.
Mary Ruth. Might want to write that down. But I went back to, I think that even before you got the Mary Ruth, I started drinking plenty of water and cranberry juice, amen. And I had prayer, amen. Prayer changes things, y'all. I went back to that doctor, and the nurse said, "What are you doing?" I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" They said, "We've never seen it before like this. You know, normally you cannot reverse kidney disease, but your charts from when you had the blood, gave the blood samples the other day showed that we were ready 2 weeks ago to put you on dialysis because you were down to a 15% kidney function. And we normally put them on dialysis at 13%. But you have turned this thing around somewhere. You up around a 21-22% kidney function. And so you're above that 13%. So they stopped talking about what kind of kidney dialysis do you want to take. They stopped talking about it. They scared me. We start talking about sick in dialysis. But then they asked me, what are you doing? The doctor came in the room and said, what are you doing? Not only the nurse asked me that, but the doctor said, what are you doing? I said, well, I just had my people to pray for me. And then I started drinking plenty of water and drinking cranberry juice. See, you have to reckon with this, that when you want a miracle from God, follow the instructions of what he gives to you. Amen. He brings things to you, and you be looking for him to speak in an audible voice. He'll just send people to you to help you. Amen. Did I take that Mary Ruth? Yes. God sent Dr. Betty to help me. He sent other people to pray for me, and Dr. Betty prayed for me. But you got to do something. Stop asking God for miracles and want to be so lazy and don't want to do nothing. Just give me the miracle. That's all I want, Lord. Listen, faith without works is dead. And so I went to another kidney doctor, what was it, last week, and he examined me and looked at my blood record and all that kind of stuff. When he got through, he said, everything looks in order. He said, I don't see really any problems that you ought to be concerned about or I need to be concerned about. Then he wrote something on my paper and gave it to me. He said, you can go. And when I walked out of his office, I turned with the left, and then I went out by the secretary that normally reschedules you again for the next visit. And she took the sheet that he had given to me and looked at it and said, all right, this is unusual, but it says on here, you don't have to come back no more. Oh, my God. I said, what? She said, you know, I'm not, you know, it doesn't tell me to make another appointment for you 3 months or 6 months. She said, evidently, you don't have to come back. I said, oh, thank you so much. I walk out there laughing and happy as I can be. Thank God. But I'm telling you, fasting is the next thing. Second thing, first of all, faith will help you stay strong in the Lord. Secondly, fasting will help you stay strong in the Lord. Let me hurry here because I've got about 10 more minutes. Fasting, that's what I'm saying to you, fasting. Go on a three-day fast with me. And the Lord spoke to my heart when I prayed about it. He said, son, if y'all going to fast the first 3 days of the month. You couldn't do it this month because it came on us too quickly. But to fast the first 3 days of the month. So I moved it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. You know, we come off 2:30, come on the line for prayer at 2:30. We'll pray at 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And have soup together on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Now, don't be sitting up with no T-bone steak beside you waiting for 3 o'clock. Amen. No, have some soup. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That's the second thing. Fasting will help you stay strong in the Lord. First thing, your faith will keep you strong in the Lord. Secondly, fasting will help you stay strong in the Lord. Thirdly, pleading the blood of Jesus will help you stay strong in the Lord. Get ready in just a moment. I'm going to have y'all plead the blood of Jesus. And I want you to plead it. When you plead the blood of Jesus, this is what the Lord showed me. Have something that you're pleading it over. If you plead it over your household, that's fine. Over your family, that's fine. Over your body, you got affliction in your body, plead the blood of Jesus over your body. I had people at Amazing Grace Sunday, they were just pleading the blood of Jesus everywhere, all around the church. Then I mentioned it, pleaded outside around our church. I had one deacon open the front doors of the church and start running around the church. He ran all the way around the church pleading the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. My other deacon said, Deacon Scape is running around the church, Pastor, pleading the blood of Jesus. And he was, amen, pleading all around the church. And I want to invite you right in your house. Let's take about 30 seconds and plead the blood of Jesus and plead it all around your house. Plead on your front door, on your back door. If you can, take your hand, touch your window, plead the blood of Jesus. Just, it's a protection agent all around you, protection agent, if you would. Amen. Help me do it right now because I want to plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. The blood of Jesus is here. The blood of Jesus all over my home. The blood of Jesus is all over my home.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The front door, the back door. The blood of Jesus. The protecting hand of Christ everywhere all over the house. Make sure that the
other the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The
blood of Jesus on our front door.
Blood of Jesus.
A testimony about something else I went to. But the blood of Jesus is the third thing you ought to help keep you strong. Yeah? Amen. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't I say four things? Amen. Your faith in God. Secondly, fasting will help keep you strong. Thirdly, learn how to plead the blood of Jesus. If you're facing a problem, learn how to plead the blood of Jesus. Fourthly, this will coincide with number one. But fourthly, do like I was doing. I decided to jog around our neighborhood. I left my house, and when you leave my house and turn left, you go all the way around several blocks before you get back to the house. And so it takes about eight blocks, walking eight blocks. And I walk very fast. It takes about eight blocks to get back to the front of the house when you go left. And so I went left, and I had I basically walked very briskly, very fastly, about six blocks. But when I got to the seventh block, the Holy Ghost dropped it on me, said, "Son, start thanking me." Not thanking me, he said, start saying, "I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord." And you ought to see me walking. I was saying, "I believe you, Lord." Every step, "I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord." And I did that for about a whole block. And then on the eighth block, I started hollering, "Lord, we believe you." I thought about not only me, but my family. And I thought about Amazing Grace and First Fruit, too. "We believe you, Lord." I was running shy. "We believe you, Lord." You should have seen me. My neighbors probably thought I was crazy, but that's all right. I was doing this for the Lord Jesus. We were having a time together. "We believe you, Lord. We believe you." Faith in God, as I said a while ago, it brings him pleasure. It brings him joy. When he finds the people who believe him, "We believe you, Lord. We believe you. We believe you." Come on, for about 10 seconds, help me say it. Come on. "We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Amen. Not only your faith in God, number one. Number two, not only fasting will help keep you strong. I'm talking about the four things that will help you stay strong in the Lord. If you want to stay strong, have a strong faith. Secondly, fasting will help you stay strong in the Lord, prayer and fasting. Thirdly, pleading the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, the devil has no power over the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is stronger than the devil's power. Who has the, was Matthew 28 and 18, who has that? Read that for me. God's power is stronger than every power you can ever have. Read that, Matthew 28, I believe it's 18. Amen. He was talking to the disciples.
And Jesus
sent them out. Go ahead. And what?
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All power. See, you got to remember that the blood of Jesus and believing in the Lord has more power than any demon. I told you how many demons were thrust out of heaven with Satan. Satan, and then he pulled a third of the heavenly host, 33 and a third million demons. That's why every time you turn around, they always confronting you everywhere. It's 33 and a third million that fell with Satan. But you start talking about, we believe you, Lord. We believe you. Faith in the Lord is not some power, but Jesus has all power unto him. It's more powerful than Satan. I'm not going to have time. I cross-reference here to the 20th chapter of Revelation and show you that it has more power than Satan. Satan can't even touch the power that God has. He has all power given unto him. And so we believe you, Lord, is a third way, a fourth way that will keep you strong in the Lord. Amen. Uh-huh. Then somebody say bonus.
Bonus.
I'm going to give you a bonus. Not only will faith in the Lord keep you stronger in the Lord, not only will fasting keep you strong, not only will plead the blood of Jesus keep you strong, not only will we believe in the Lord keep you strong. That's four. But let me give you the bonus. If you learn how to praise, praise and help all times of day, not just in the morning on the prayer line, but grab Mother Stern's approach. She's praising God, and I got the same approach too. And Dr. Betty has the same approach, and Dr. Cullins has his approach, Johnson there in Texas has this approach. We not only thinking in the morning, but it's an all-day affair, thanking him in the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour, thanking him. And learn to thank him for everything. Who has Ephesians? Ephesians 5:18. And I'm getting this off the top. So hopefully I'm right in the right place. Who has Ephesians 5:18? Read that in the name of Jesus.
Ephesians 5:18, and yes, be not drunk with wine, where is this excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Huh? Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong spot. My mind just clicked. It's first.
That's still good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. First, 1 Thessalonians 5:13, Ephesians, and over there Colossians, and then after that you get to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
First Thessalonians 5:18 reads this morning, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you."
Amen. That's what we ought to do in everything. We've learned that thanking not only for the good things, and we've learned that thanking for any problems you might have. Do you know that according to Paul, when I'm weak, then am I strong? See, according to him, who had many, many trials and tribulations he went through. I wish I could read all those things. But he had many trials, many tribulations. But he learned to thank God through them all. God didn't say that we wouldn't have afflictions and trials and tribulations, but he promised to deliver us out of them all. Amen. That's Psalm 34:19, I believe. Just learn how to thank him. Thank him all day long. Yeah. Get in your car. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I got 7 miracles in one day just by praying and thanking the Lord and asking him which way to go and thanking him, Lord. Thank you for this. Listen, learn how to thank him. When you are around, when you're ironing your clothes, thank you, Jesus. Or whatever you're doing. Learn how to thank him when you walk it. Thank you, Jesus. Learn how to thank him when you're driving down the street. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God saved my life just by that. Yeah, I was in one lane. The Holy Ghost said, "Get over quickly." I'm still saying, "Thank you, Jesus." And I obeyed the Lord and got over quickly. When I got over quickly, poof, car went past me doing 120. I estimated around 120 miles an hour. It would have killed me, probably, in the name of Jesus. I don't even want to release that. No, I was protected by the blood of the Lamb. That's why God told me to get over. But I was thanking the Lord. Learn to thank him all day long through trials, through tribulation. You got some bad news. Your cousin died. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Learn how when you're weak, that will make you strong. I wish I had that scripture that tells us when you faint during time of tribulation, it shows that your faith is weak. You want to learn how to thank it. When your uncle gets sick, COVID-19, and uncle dies, amen, I forbid it, but I'm just giving you an example. Thank him, yeah. No matter, and God forbid, you got a loved one, a very close loved one who goes on to be with the Lord. Thank him, amen, because you don't know what God is doing. His thoughts are higher above your thoughts as the heavens are above the earth. Isaiah 55, amen, 8:9. See, you learn how to thank him through everything. And I got to close, got to get out of here right now. I'm over a few minutes here. But those four things, yea, the bonus, learn how to praise him right. Amen. Those four things, you'll keep your faith in the Lord and a degree of faith. Grain of a mustard seed faith will move mountains. Secondly, go on the fast with us, Monday, Tuesday, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We're coming off Wednesday at 3. Fasting and prayer will do it. Thirdly, learn how to plead the blood of Jesus. Yeah, that'll get it. The blood of Jesus is stronger than any power than on earth. Amen. These are things that will keep you strong. And number four, learn how to tell him, "I believe God. I believe you, Lord. Whatever you told me, I believe you. I believe you more than I believe myself." See, tell him, "I believe you" brings pleasure to God. He inhabits the praises of his people. And that means, "Lord, I believe you." Amen. That's a praise. And then your bonus I gave you, just keep praising the Lord at all times. Somebody is making a lot of noise trying to get attention. I don't know why you're doing that. Amen. Don't do it. Amen. Get off the line. You're trying to get attention, okay? Listen, but start praising God all day long, okay? I'm closing with this. You know, I'm the one who wrote the praise check, and some people didn't understand it. So my people, they know how to praise God. The praise check. Stop it! Stop it! Get off the line. Anyway, so let's go through. Amen. I told him the praise check is not whether or not you got to praise, but it's to see what level your praise is on. In the name of Jesus, thank you. And I wonder what level your praise is on today. Y'all heard me tell you, if you've really been through something and the Lord brought you out, you got a high praise. I want everybody to help me praise God as I close right now. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, and this is what I want to know, because I've had someone to ask me this. The fast did start at midnight. This not midnight tonight. Midnight just passed. Am I right
that's
or wrong?
Right. That's right.
We
that's
should
right.
be on the fast right now.
Right
am
now.
I right?
Yeah. That's
yes.
right. Right now.
Okay. So they
going
need
to 3 o'clock.
That the fast started at 12 midnight. They probably were asleep. But when you woke up this morning, it should be in your mind that you're not eating and anoint yourself and go forth. I just wanted
Amen.
To clarify that because it's the fast that God gave you, and I just wanted to make sure that this is what we do.
Thank you so much, Mother. Amen. I heard somebody else.
Dr. Bernard Johnson, this is Elder Reverend Melvin E. Brown, Sr., Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for such profound wisdom and prophetic utterance about the five things. And I took notes as you were speaking. I was being quiet because one scripture says real quickly that we should let our words be few and seasoned with grace. It's not an accident or an incident that you have propelled this prayer and praise conference. And so I heard you say something earlier, and I know your testimony of being healed from asthma, that when you were driving and the car could have assaulted you or hurt you, that you were protected. So I just want to leave this word, that we are protected from the unexpected. We are protected from the unexpected.
That's good. Amen. Amen. Somebody's really into a sleep now. I'm getting ready to dismiss you. I'm going to let you go outside and wake yourself up. Run down the street, hollering and screaming as loud as you can. Amen. And when they put you in the house, one of them, I'll send Reverend Melvin E. Brown to get you out. Amen. God
That's
bless
right.
You. God bless you. God bless all of y'all this morning. Reverend Brown, you mentioned something when you were on the line the other day. Are you going to work on that? I certainly would appreciate that when you were talking about a street change.
Yes, sir. It's in the making.
Tell them about what's going on in that.
Real quickly, this is a vision that was birthed by Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, I don't know how many years ago, but he's been at the Amazing Grace International Church for 15 years, going on 16 years. So we have prepared a plan through the city of Kansas City, and thank God for the new elected mayor that's in place to make sure this goes the way it should. But we're embarking on a change, and that's one of the things that Dr. Johnson has always communicated, a change is coming. So we are preparing for next month for the name change for the street that's Amazing Grace, Sister Street, to be changed to Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson Street.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Brown. Amen. And somebody's right in the background, but I second the motion. Amen.
Yes, sir.
As soon as you said it, they were saying, I second the motion.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you. All right. I want y'all praying for that. I don't mean that arrogantly or cocky, you know. I don't know what God, the blessing that could come that would want to make me get there. No, just pray for it. Amen. That's what I'm asking you. That's why I want him to tell you about it. Just pray that God will bring it to pass. Because you know the enemy doesn't like your chief. Amen. But God loves me. Amen. I heard somebody the other day told me that they asked the Lord about me, and God said, that's my son. That's my child. And I love him. Amen. That's a wonderful report. Amen. All right, I'm finished here today. I gave you the four things that will keep you strong in the Lord. Use them now. I gave them to you. The Lord gave them to me. I didn't keep them to myself. I gave them to you. Keep your faith strong. Number two, keep fasting. Amen. That will help you stay strong in the Lord. Number three, plead the blood of Jesus. Number four, give the Lord pleasure by telling him, I believe you, Lord. And then number five, the bonus. Yeah, bonus. Amen. The five is keep praising the Lord. Keep praise on your lips. Keep thanking him for everything. In all, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you, in Christ Jesus concerning you. So learn how to thank him, not just in the morning, but all during the day. Thank him just to keep you strong in the Lord. I hope you got all those things. Amen. I must be hitting it because the enemy is trying his best to distract everybody. Amen. God, when he's not only coming against his kingdom, amen, what he's trying to do. Amen. God bless you. Come on, Dr. Cullen. Amen. We're reading the Bible all the way through. We started in Genesis 1:1, and now we're all the way over. Tell us where we are, sister. Ambassador Dr. Cullins. Amen. Freddie May.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're in the book of John, and today we're reading the last three chapters, 19, 20, and 21. The book of John is your reading assignment.
And all of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and some people say John, amen, have been very inspirational. Amen. We read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and now John. We're finishing up John here today. God bless you. Dr. Benita Frierson, are you on the line? Tell us if we haven't. Tell us when we're having the all-night shut-in. We adopted this. Amen. Come on. Dr. Frierson, are you there? All right, let me just tell y'all. On the 17th of this month, we're having an all-night shut-in. We're going to start at 9 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock at night, and we'll be on the line all night long celebrating and serenading our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Jehovah God. We'll be on the line all night long. There'll be people every hour of the night, amen, celebrating. And it's kind of like, you know, October was pastor's month, but we got a pastor, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. They're all three in one. And we want to have a celebration for the Lord on the 17th of this month. We did it last month, every month. Normally, it's the last Wednesday of the month. But this month, the last Wednesday is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we want to have compassion on you all because we know many of you are women and you will be cooking Thanksgiving dinner on the Wednesday before Thursday. So we moved it a week earlier, the 17th of this month, November 17th. Join us, please, on the 17th at 9 p.m. We're going to be doing an all-night shut-in. Where did you get that from, Doc? I got it from the Lord. Amen. And then he took me back to the old school. We used to do this in the old school. Y'all are so fortunate because when we used to do it, my folks would take us, we'd go to the church.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the church and we'd be on our knees. Sometimes the old churches, they were built out of concrete on the floors.
So
most of the time they were concrete. Sometimes they were hardwood. But we would stay on the floor all night long, on the floor. Y'all, in your bedroom. night shut in.
Amen.
Laying right there in bed. And so you got it easy. Some of y'all don't know how blessed you are. Amen.
Indeed.
But on the 17th, we're going to do the all-night shut in. Amen. And if you want to be a part of it, if you want to be a part of celebrating the Lord, let me give you this number. You can call. Are you there, Dr. Benita Friesen yet? Amen. If you want to be a part of the all-night shut-in, she may think she's on being heard, but she's probably on mute. Amen. But you can call this number to make sure they put you on program. The number is 616-531-4940. 616-531-4943. Some of y'all are mature in Christ. Don't be taking no 15 minutes. Amen. Some of y'all are real mature in Christ. You can take 30 minutes or an hour. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Stern. Amen. So call that number if you want to be on program. Leading prayer, you'll understand. We've got a lot of people who are going to pray, a lot of people who are going to preach 30 minutes. Amen. Amen. Or you can sing 30 minutes, whatever. But call this number. Again, I'm going to give it to you. Area code 616, and the number is 531-4940. Amen. Don't try to text it. Obey. Call. Amen. Because that's a landline, I believe. So call the number and ask for Dr. Benita Friesen. Amen. All right. God bless you. Come on, Dr. Teresa Steeles. I know you're on the line. Come on. Are you there? Well, I know. Come on. Do you hear me, Dr. Steeles? Dr. Teresa Steeles. She will tell you that she is.
I'd like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International. There are three ways you can do so: every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for Bible study every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, for church service, and if you're in the Kansas City area like I was the other week, you can go in person and fellowship with them. They will welcome you with open arms. They will pray with you and over you, and they ask that you do join in with us on the fast that my chief ambassador has us on for the next 3 days, as well as the first of every month. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. Back into your head, Shoe.
Thank you, Dr. Steele. You mentioned, we plan to do this fast the first, second, and third of every month. Amen. We would have done it on the first of this month, but it came on kind of like almost at the spur of the moment, and I just decided to give you a week to prepare for it. So today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We would have done it last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it came in on us so quick. But then I want to do it 3-day fast at the first of each month. The Lord gave me instructions the first, second, and third of each month, and then spend the rest of the month from the 4th through the 29th or 30th or 31st, whatever month it is, and let the anointing work for you. Get the results. So you're going to fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then take the rest of this month, see what God has done to you. Get the results. See how the Lord has answered your prayer. Now, I'm asking y'all to go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord for the desires of your heart. Yeah, I want God to bless you. Amen. And look at the results from the 11th through the 29th or 30th of this month. Yeah, November 31st, I think. Oh, what is it? I don't know for sure. But the rest of the month is what I'm saying.
30th.
Get your results. Amen. God bless you. And we're doing that first, second, third of the months, the rest of this year. I think he'll probably have us on it for 22, too. But right now, we're going to do the first, second, third of December. Yeah. Right now, we're doing the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and having soup on the 10th. And the rest of the month, from the 11th through the, did y'all tell me the 30th of this month?
Yes, sir, 30 days.
See the results. That ought to give you plenty of time to look and see what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. See, take the rest of the month and give the anointing time to work out. Y'all got to stop being right now, Lord, right now. Yeah. I ain't telling the Lord when to do nothing. And I plan to have that point. I have it tomorrow for you, because I broke that down. Because 1,000 years is but a day, one day to God. And I broke it all the way down for you. Come back tomorrow and I'll tell you about it. Okay? God bless you. I'm going to let y'all go. Just say, may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee. While we absent one from another.
From another.
And may the Lord bless you and your family real good.
May the Lord bless you and your family real good.
As you stay strong in the Lord.
As you stay strong in the Lord.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Fast.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Tell the Lord, you